It's an effort getting out to really put those feelings out there, put those emotions and those thoughts about myself, because some of them can get antiquated. And that's going to be something I have to fight against or realize, you know. If I rely mainly on my memory, then my story is going to be a very convenient one. But if I truly take some things to heart right now, it's going to be a little different if I record it and put it out there for a future me to decide whether to keep or discard it. And just when I kind of get to writing and get to getting comfortable with being by myself and having all these ideas to share, but, you know, for one reason or the other, not compelled to share them or bring light to them or even just record them, even if they're not posted. And then something just keeps on itching, you know, something just keeps on, you know, kind of, I don't know, like rising up from the depths of wherever. And it's something that's unavoidable. And it's beautiful music at the end of the day. That's what you want. Mine? Oh, yeah, I'm happy to, as long as it's something that you'll receive, yeah? Okay, I can.
Anybody need a word from God? Come on, let's ask him to speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord, we need to hear from you.
We need your guidance.
We need your guidance, tell us what to do. Oh, speak, Lord, we need to hear your voice.
Cause
we're caught up in our emotions, we need a word from you.
Come on, Sunday Collective, ask him to speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
To our hurt, to our pain, God.
Speak, Lord.
To that bad relationship. Sometimes we need a word from you.
For a second, I was just sitting there, kind of with my eyes closed, really about to go where the Sunday service is about to take us. But then I remembered, I'm like, oh yeah, we're recording this. I'm here for you. I'm here to share. And of course, I can share music, and of course, you can play this again. But let me tell you, some of those Sunday services, some of those Sunday service offerings have been the delight of a lot of really tough days to get through. You know what I mean? Listen to this. Oh, yeah, they get into it. They get into it. But we're gonna casually fade them out because I don't want them to take the center stage. And I want this to be about our sharing time. And I'm listening to it in the background and I'm still playing it, but wow, these are just, I was in a clubhouse group yesterday, clubhouse room group. I was in a clubhouse room yesterday and one thing that came up was the music and how that really changes depending on which ethnic group you are a part of or even what location, you know, you've grown up. And there are groups of people that hold so steadily to religion that are could very well be the last people that take it as gospel. And as it's being used as a political tool, there are just people that sing about their experiences with the divine and they call it Jesus, those experiences. And wow, it is beautiful seeing or listening to people really singing about their beliefs. And no one does it better than gospel music, yo. I'll die on that hill. But no one does. No one in the world can sing about anything the way that gospel music rings true. So that is my opinion. Hot take, whatever you want to call it. Welcome back to the Small Chops Podcast. I am your host. I'm your navigator through these fields. And stick with me for a while. Let's see if we can have some conversations about some of the things that have been going on in our lives. Besides great new music or great old new music, because those Sunday services have been out for a while now. But now that I'm able to kind of, you know, dip in and out and give a little bit of a taste of the songs that I've been listening to. It's a beautiful thing. First and foremost, I want to give a shout out to someone who loves me enough to be able to include me in their creative endeavors and their offerings to the world. And a man named Jai has been kind enough to include my journey and the things and places that I've done and been in his offerings and his creative endeavors. And while I'm going to give you a little bit of it, it is just, it's just such a delight to hear, yo. Cause that's really it. That's really me, yo.
Feel like Pablo, Señor Africano. I'm big meat sipping Michelado.
Oh my God, I love Michelados, yo. They're such a, I really don't know when Bloody Mary delight started. It might have been when I worked at this restaurant that I actually made a really good spicy mix. I think that's how you get me, yo. You add spice to just about anything. Ginger beer, spicy Bloody Mary. Eventually you'll get me over to Micheladas. And then you add some tamarindo to it. Nah, I'm there. And imagine Big Meech sipping Micheladas and you have Señor Africano. So you're listening to Señor Africano and Small Chops Podcast. Here to just give you a little bite-sized helping of the days and the events, what's going on with me and what I've chosen to share. I have another recording where I want to talk to you about a podcast episode that I listened to, and part of the episode really, really resonated with me. So stick around for that. And I want to go through the rest of this board because I actually added some dope stuff, and I have a surprise for you at the end of the podcast. So make sure you stay tuned and enjoy that creative endeavor of a really popular Drake song. But damn, what did I put over here, yo? I'm looking at this board right now. I'm literally about to turn it down. I can turn it down so you can't hear it. But can I hear it? I can't hear it either. I really don't know what I put on here, but I'm not going to give myself away. I'll do that in post-pro or pre-pro. Actually, I'm going to take a break and do that right now. All right, and we're back. And I put some really good things on here. Just don't know the context in which I'm going to use them, but I'll figure out at least one before this episode is over. How are you? How are you enjoying summer? How are you enjoying the new moon in Leo? I think that's an interesting thing to think about, astrology. And I've been occupying a little bit of my time online, getting to know people in that realm and getting to know the topic a little deeper too. And it's really interesting because there's a lot of people that are eager to share either what they know in order to confirm it around, you know, an audience of their peers, or to bring someone new in. And I think it's a double offering. And in the rooms that I've been, it's beautiful to hear. So happy new moon in Leo. The sun is in Leo. The moon and the sun are in Leo together. That means something, you know, that is energizing. That is offering. Maybe that's the reason I'm so compelled to do this. And I have been for about a day or two. So I'd even put my mic away. I knew I was going to get back to you. And it's good to be here again. It's good to have a couple of sound bites. It's good to get to know you with a different microphone, different sound card, just a different way of doing this in hopes that I can reduce the friction and make it happen a little bit more often. I have been struggling with the kind of music that I want to play in the background or the kind of things that I want to occupy kind of the dead space in the back. And I could very easily play other cuts from that Kanye Sunday service offering, and I will totally be okay. I will be absolutely thrilled to enjoy it in the background. I'll be quiet and just let it rock for a while, but I want to be a little bit more discerning. I want to make sure to have things that there's no way these things are going to be, or there's going to be issue in providing my services. Yeah, you know what, man? At the end of the day, I'm not worried about a lot of that. Whatever happens, happens. And I'm here to enjoy being able to offer you pretty good quality audio that I've either pulled from the internet or have friends recorded and brought to me. One of my favorite things to listen to right now is this intro from Donald Byrd. It's called Nightflower. And I can't get enough of this song. This song just is so beautiful to me. Yo, listen to this. Just get a load of this. I don't know when you're listening to this, early morning or afternoon, evening time, twilight. I think this is a really good twilight song. I think that's exactly when you hear the birds coming out, right? starting to slap the bugs on your arms. Oh my God, listen to that, Joe. My Lord. Yeah, yeah. Let's have that in the background for a little bit. See if we can talk over that and let you give you a little bit of both to indulge in and enjoy. How are you? I've already covered that. Before I go into the conversation, I just want to say thank you for, you know, checking this out. It's been a while. I'm getting back to it. I'm rededicating myself to being more consistent with sharing with you, my future self. And here comes the second part of the digital audio adventure. What I'm learning about really trying to produce my own digital content, but trying to do it not quite, you know, studio quality or Rodemaster Pro quality, but I'm trying to do it above average quality. I'm trying to do it with a really good microphone and I'm doing it with an okay sound card. It's gotten really good reviews. It's pretty new. It's like a low budget Rodecaster Pro, and I'm really enjoying it. But what I am finding out is there are a lot of different pieces to this project, to this process. A thing that I really enjoy about this versus just recording off of my phone is I'm able to... Ooh, damn, that's what it sounds like when you run into the mic. I'm able to share above quality music, right? I'm able to share above quality sound clips, music, movie quotes, things like that. And I actually programmed a bunch last night that I'm really, really excited to share. I just have to remember the order in which I have them. But right now, I was listening to one of my favorite podcasters, Esther Perel, and an episode that I didn't think would resonate with me at all, but has really, it's affected me enough to share it with others. And in sharing it with another, I listened to it today again. And when I came to this 10 or 15 second clip, it resonated so strongly because even though it feels like it had nothing to do with the title or the topic at hand when it came to the conversations. If you don't know, Esther Perel is a couples therapist or psychologist, a therapist for, you know, 30 plus years. And her insight is, I guess, world renowned. For me, it really, really resonated with me enough for me to want to read her books. And I've listened to every episode of her podcast, both seasons, and they have really, they've given me insight. And my favorite thing about it is I don't expect myself to identify with some of my favorite episodes. And she does a really good job of finding, you know, what is going on in the person's life that I really resonate with. It's a skill of hers for sure. It's amazing that she's able to do that because I think that is incredibly gifted of her. And it might just, you know, it could also reflect how much she enjoys the work that she does. And so I am very excited to share some of her because I'm going to be sharing a lot of her clips. And I was really excited that I was able to save it so quickly and easily. And getting back to why I enjoy this product that I have now, the sound card, is I'm able to connect my phone and share it with you. Yeah, I could have, you know, held on. I could have pre-organized all this and made sure that everything is in place when you're listening to it. But that's not how it is right now. And I actually took time to set up the device earlier so I could talk through the process. And even if I don't keep all of this conversation that I'm having with you, I am able to get into the mood of sharing with you, the mood of connecting with you and being able to share the thoughts that I have in a way that I think is effective, you know, efficient and effective. So I'm looking for the article, right? I'm looking for the post right now, and I have to remember where the phone saved it. What part of the... Aha. Luckily, it's
right
there.
You don't flee because you don't care.
All right, all right, all right. Take it easy. Take it easy. Let's make sure we have volume up. Oh. I didn't even tell you who you're talking to. And I think that I have a drop for that. So, welcome to Small Chops Podcast. This is...
I feel like Pablo, Señor Africano.
That's me. oh, man, I got to play the rest of that drop.
I feel like Pablo. I feel like Pablo. Señor Africano. I'm big meat sipping michelado.
Oh, micheladas, yo. Big meat sipping micheladas. Shout out to a man named Jai. It's come. The journey is beautiful. Can't wait for it to be shared with the world in more quantity. Yeah, that's going to be a part of the show. That's going to be either an intro, outro. I'll probably play a song in the outro, but I definitely wanted to play that one part and then get into just different cuts. I got different cuts for you today. Yeah. Really, really. This particular part of Esther's conversation, she had already spoken to him about his association of his inability to have a lasting relationship, a lasting romantic relationship specifically. And he found that he identifies himself as the common denominator and is looking for some insight into how he can begin to heal. Esther usually has, you know, a 3-hour conversation with a couple, a one-time 3-hour consultation. And in this case, she's also receiving phone calls because I guess the volume is insane. And so in the phone calls, she'll try to have a conversation and dig deeply, but just maybe a little quicker, where she's able to ask really piercing questions and make some really interesting and thought-provoking connections between your history and, you know, how you're receiving the world right now. Well, one of my favorite parts of this, she gets into talking to him about what he thinks about his relationships and what he's afraid of, what he's afraid of sharing, what he's afraid of revealing. She gives him the association that he had with those relationships, with his relationship with his mother, and how he felt a duty or a responsibility to make things right after his parents separated. There was a lot of inadequacy and low self-esteem because he felt like he couldn't measure up to that. And this was the deduction that she got from his, just a synopsis of what she thought was his approach to love.
You don't flee because you don't care. You don't flee because you're cold. You flee because you don't know how to get close without instantly feeling the burden of caretaking and responsibility.
That the burden of responsibility, the burden of the caretaker. It's funny because before I heard that, I think I felt that. And I've communicated to that with a couple of people that I've been romantic with or been in pursuit of a long-term relationship. And that is, I enjoy fun. I know how to have fun. I can have fun, you know, at will and things like that. I am less fun in a relationship. And it's because of the association. And it's not, I don't get cold, I don't get distant, I don't get irritable, right? I don't get unruly. But one thing that I don't, one thing, I think you can liken it to a shepherd, a dog, either Australian cattle dog or border collie or mean, even you know, Rottweilers and Presa Canarios, dogs that are built for protection. And there is a separation that happens when that dog is, you know, having fun with you, and then when that dog feels like it needs to protect you. And I guess for dogs, they can, you know, switch back and forth. And sometimes it's playful and like, hey, I don't have to pay attention. And other times it's like, no, I can't play with you right now. I really have to be on guard, or, you know, I really have to take whatever my duties are seriously right now. And I'm not able to turn that off all the time. I feel that. I really feel that. I really feel that. I've spoken to people and I've said, the duty, the responsibility that comes with relationship, I take it very seriously. And I don't get mad at it. I don't get upset about, you know, what it can offer, but I absolutely am more cognizant of how different I am once investment is made, once feelings matter, once there becomes, you know, regularity and accountability or expectation. These create a great second level or whatever level that is. But for me, it is very important. I take it really seriously. And that can be good and bad. I'm noticing. And I didn't really hear about it, or I didn't consider it until Esther spoke with this man. And he shared that part of himself, or he shared that history for her to come to such a beautiful, you know, one sentence synopsis of something that I resonate with intensely. I wonder how often that happens for other people as well. I wonder if other people resonate with this particular quote or her work in general. If you're not familiar, please get familiar. I started out with her presentation on South by Southwest in 2018. I think that's the first time I looked her up. Maybe I found her on someone's podcast. I'm not sure now. But that was what drew me in and what made me want to research everything that I have. You know, if I can chop this up this easily, I'm going to do that with that video, because that was my beginning of my Esther journey, and I've been so grateful for it. It's given me perspective and things to really consider, ways of love that I wasn't fully aware of. One of my favorite questions when it comes to, getting to know potential suitors or suitees is, how were you raised? You know, were you raised with a family that held you accountable to the family? Were you raised with the responsibilities to the family? Were you raised to have the sacrifice for the family? But were you also raised knowing that the family will always have your back, knowing that you really wouldn't hit rock bottom without being able to lean on a family member if you wanted to? Were you raised with that community, that esteem that you get from the validation of others, especially those that you love and regard? Or did you grow up with an understanding that no one is going to take care of you or have your back the way that you can, the way that you will? Trust as much as you can, but don't give 100% from Jump Street. Always be wary. Be able to acclimate or be very considerate, right? When it comes to thoughts, when it comes to ways of life, when it comes to living with people, whatever you have going on in your life, be very thoughtful about it. And be very careful as well, because no one's going to bail you out. You're not going to get any support if you make the wrong moves, or if you choose to, you know, not listen, or if you, you know, make the wrong mistakes or something like that. Like, that's all you. That's on you. And no one's going to help you out. No one's going to bail you out. No one's going to give you that, you know, that boost. So figure this thing out for yourself. In a nutshell, I asked that question, and it's been a great conversation starter, especially for the types of conversations I enjoy. We are getting to know people when I enjoy stories, when I enjoy something that I can either understand or relate to. And even if I can't, it's still being able to know that, you know, there's so many variations and there's so many stories out here. It's really exciting. So I'm going to get to that video as well as a couple of others. For now, I'm going to cut this short and say thank you for tuning in. I'm going to share this and hopefully conduct a conversation. I've been getting on Clubhouse a lot more often, and I'm looking to create more rooms, or at least, you know, be a part of conversations that have anything to do with Esther and her work, or, you know, conscious interpersonal relationships. So you can find me on all social media platforms, on all of them except Instagram, I believe. EFFABL, that's Twitter, that is Clubhouse, that is Twitter Clubhouse, and Twitter Clubhouse. Those are the only other two. And then I've had Instagram, EFFABL.co, which is also the website that you'll be able to find this podcast. So thank you for tuning in, and we will talk soon. I'm going to make his song my outro, right? But I got to find it now. Let's see if I got something else for you.
When I pull up on a nigga, tell that nigga, baby, I'm too good with these words. What's that nigga better? If I die on the nose, I'm a motherfucking legend. It's too late for my sin.